الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدمه ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روحي الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال تعالى: ورفعنا لك ذكرك. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. There are no limits that we can, that are sufficient for us to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is our Rabb, Rabbul Alameen. And Allah is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah is so merciful, so kind. Allah is the being that all Qudrat, whatever happens, is only in the control of Allah, fully. We have got nothing, we have got no control over our eyelids also. When Allah wants to, if the eyelid doesn't want to open, it won't open. And if Allah wants to, the tongue, if it can't speak, Allah will, with the tongue being in the mouth, if Allah makes the saliva just to get dry, and the tongue becomes like stiff, we can't speak also. So what great qudrat, what is the knowledge of Allah? There isn't anything that happens which is not previously already in the knowledge of Allah. Not at the time when it's happening that Allah knows about it, but long before that Allah knows everything since ever. What is going to happen, Allah knows. He is our Rabb. He is our Allah. How fortunate this iman which Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah let us understand. And with efforts for deen, like coming to the majalis, involving ourselves and finding Allah, the zikr of Allah, the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah, to come to know how great Allah is. And Allah is ours. Allah becomes ours. And we have to make dua also, kun lana. Oh Allah, you become ours, waj'alna lak, and make us only yours. There is no one else that we can be who we can be. Not the wife for the husband, not the husband for the wife, not the parents for these children who are so good, not these children who are so, that our parents are so good. No one whatsoever. No authority, no government, no one. Allah alone is that being. May Allah make us that we turn. And then Allah Ta'ala sent to us and made our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. What a great, great Nabi. When Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we send you as nothing else but as an embodiment of rahmat, mercy, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and for the whole, all the realms of the world, for this dunya also, for akhirat also, Allah send our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a complete mercy. May we experience that mercy in the zaat and in the personality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We don't have to be suffering as what the ummah is going through. That is far, it should be very far from us. We should be enjoying that mercy. If we connect ourselves to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that must be from birth to death, from morning to night, all the time. So much so that our greatest ibadat is namaz. In namaz also we have Durood Sharif has been kept. There also we connect with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Namaz is exclusively for Allah Ta'ala. But Allah, by Allah's hukam, Allah put Durood also in our namaz. And in this surah, Alam Nashrah, what a beautiful teaching Allah Ta'ala has given us. The beginning of the surah, Alam Nashrah Laka Sadra, Wa Wada'ana Anka Wizrak, Alladhi Anqadha Zahrak. All the difficult conditions that come on a person, hardships, difficult pressure. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam's, what his worries were, what his concerns were, was not the things of this dunya, that has to buy a new car, that my garden, that this flower is dying off, it's not growing, or something else, I've got this problem in my house, a tap is leaking. Those were far, far away. The worry of the ummah, the worry of akhirah. What will happen to my ummah in this world? After me, my ummah. How Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam warned us and told us that these fitnas will come, these fitnas will come, these difficulties will come. And the greatest thing that Allah give us tawfiq to learn, that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not only warn us of the fitnas, which is also a rahmat, that these fitnas are going to come, but the greatest thing, he taught us the solutions also. Today we talk of all the terrible fitness that are going to come, and we make people despondent. We put fear in the people. The real thing is, show the solution. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam showed the solution. So with all these difficulties on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah said the solution of all that is, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Your remembrance is most, just remember Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just read Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then Allah Ta'ala says, after that Allah ends the surah, that inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Ulama have written that this usr, this difficulty has been mentioned twice, and yusran with nakira, that is yusran, it has been mentioned. So with every difficulty, Allah has kept many ways out. One difficulty, for every difficulty that we can have, any one difficulty, there isn't one solution to it, there are innumerable solutions. And Allahu Akbar, that is our deen. Every dua of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, even if we just make that one dua whole life, that is also sufficient. That one dua is a solution to all our problems. And then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam didn't teach us one dua, how many duas? Of our difficulties, not one ayat of the Quran, the duas which are in the Quran Sharif, how many? For example, a person sneezes, then we say Alhamdulillah. What a great thing, this one on a sneeze, Alhamdulillah. And this one Alhamdulillah is superior, far, far superior than the entire world and whatever the world contains. All the whole, the beautiful buildings of the world, the beautiful sceneries of the world, the whole corporate world, the whole, all the universities and whatever there can be in the world, one Allah, but just for sneezing. And then on that, Yarhamukallah. If it was just, that was given in our deen, may Allah have mercy on you. What more do you want? That Allah has mercy on you. Allahu Akbar. Salam is one thing. One salam. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be upon you. Everyone, whatever efforts we are making for peace, for comfort, one salam if we make, and we are then taught that make the salam common amongst you. Make peace common amongst you. But we resort to, unfortunately, other ways and other wrong things and things which bring destruction to us. All the other ways of greeting brings destruction. Then there's salam, which is an ibadat also. It is courtesy, greeting somebody, which is of human nature, every human. You greet one, what a greeting Allah Ta'ala is. Tahiyyatan min indillah. From Allah this greeting of Jannah. Our salam is imported from Jannah. and taught by the Malaika to Adam alayhi salatu. What a greeting. And then on top of that, wa rahmatullah, Allah's rahmat also. And then more than that, wa barakatuhu, in the plural, all barakat, just if we only were given a salam in our whole being. As Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, that the surah wal-Asr, if only that one surah was revealed, it's enough for the guidance of mankind. Really, our whole deen is such that just one teaching should have been enough for us. But what? Our namaz? Namaz is one part of deen. In namaz, Allahu Akbar, Allah has put everything in our namaz. May Allah Ta'ala let us appreciate this great deen, and it has come to us through Rahmatul Lil Alameen. How much shouldn't we appreciate? Namaz, Allah Ta'ala gave it on the occasion of Mi'raj. Namaz, Allah made it farz and called Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to himself and gave this gift. And at that point where even Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't go. And where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saw Allah, spoke to Allah, that proximity so close, that Allahu Akbar. Nobody ever since before that, after that, reached that closeness to Allah Ta'ala, which Allah had granted to our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah made 5 times for us originally. 50 comes, there is detail on the mind, what beautiful explanations they give, that Allah Ta'ala made it, he said first 50, but actually it was already meant it's only going to be 5. And just that 50, if today we have to make 50 namazes a day, one of the explanations the ulama give, our whole day and night will be in namaz. For each namaz, if we count roughly 20-30 minutes preparing, making namaz, 50 namazes is more than 24 hours. So Allah Ta'ala wanted that our the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they get that reward of namaz for the whole day. And then Allah's rahmat and His karam unlimited made it 5 and filled it for about 50. I've made it, 5 was my original, only 5 namazes. But I wanted you to appreciate that you make this 5, it is like you are making 50 namazes. And you are all the time in namaz, and namaz, and in namaz, sajda, when a person comes the closest to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So what great ni'mat Allah Ta'ala has given us through our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah make it that we understand and appreciate it. This all will happen if, for example, we make ta'aleem. Regularly Allah give us all tawfiq. We sit with the ulama, ulama-i haq, and listen to their talks. I was just telling yesterday the friends of Peter Marisburg that they must be fortunate they got Maulana Muhammad Mehtar with them, and that he has brought them here, for example. Somebody else would make the tashkil to go for fishing. Somebody else will make the tashkil to go for some other outing, mountain climbing. Some other follow some train in the mountain. Or what and what, and how many will make your tashkil for other haram things? For other futile, useless things. Somebody who makes the tashkil of the brothers in his masjid for jamaat, mashallah. Make the tashkil for deen's work. How much mustn't we appreciate it? So these are the great, great ni'mat. So if we keep contact with such ulama, they will be able to guide us towards righteousness, towards the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In our masajid, we have ta'aleem. At home, we have ta'aleem. And Allahu Akbar, Allah reward our ulama, what kitabs they have written. Allah reward our ulama of South Africa, other countries also. How many of our buzurgs, wonderful kitabs, they've translated into English now. And a lot of literature is available in English. Nobody has got an excuse. Really, it should be that we should go and learn Urdu. We should have gone to learn Arabic and have benefited directly. But we didn't. Allah in His mercy made it that now those kitabs are translated in English. Now still we're not taking advantage of it. And beautiful and good English kitabs. What level? Allah reward the ulama who are working in this field also and presenting the deen in this beautiful way to us. So Allah Ta'ala make us, if we are connected with this is important. And then we are connected with our deen, with our masajid. We come to the masajid regularly. Yeah, the masjids are the places of Allah's rahmat. Adam receives abound with Allah's rahmat. There is rahmat in here when we enter the masjid. Many masjids, perhaps all the masjids, have got the dua written when the entrance of the masjid. Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. That Allah open for me. So the masjid, what must we open? The masajid. We want to close the masajid. Allah says open the masajid. And the place of the masjid is the place of Allah's rahmat. We say it's the place of the virus. And what Allah is saying and what we are saying, two completely opposite things. This is the place where it is, there's no virus in the masjid. This is the place of Allah's rahmat here. This is the place which Allah says open it. And we say close it. This is the place of Allah's rahmat. So may Allah let us understand. Allah Ta'ala says that we must unite and stand. And we say you must unite, but we divide ourselves. We stand separate, we say divided we fall. United we stand. That we make the claim. But when it comes into actual practice in the house of Allah, where we must unite the most, there we say divide. And we make it so compulsory. So compulsory. No authority also makes it so compulsory. The way we enforce it. So anyway, all this, to learn this, is when we are in the company of the righteous people. We are exposed to the right thing. One great, great dilemma and one great problem that we face today, that we are exposed to the wrong things. We are exposed to batil all the time. If we take it like from a child, who is perhaps 3 months, perhaps less or more, then already the mother makes the child sit in front of the TV and watching some cartoons. And these cartoons also are filled with Satanism. And even if that wasn't there, they are sitting in the one-eyed Dajjal's company already from there. The TV is the one-eyed Dajjal already from there. After that, some comedies they watch all the time. Then we go on to some films, etc. We enter them into schools where they are taught already right from the beginning all kufr and batil. Darwin theory of evolution, according to the level they are being taught. All these wrong things. And then the school environment. And then we don't counter it also in any way. If they are a person, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in those days, which may be about over 100 years ago, he should go to Mewat. Over 150 years, for 125, 50 years, he should go to Mewat. And what was the Mewat of those days? Even now, what is Mewat? Perhaps, I don't know. I don't think there is any Kentucky or Machachos or anything in Mewat even till today. In those days, Mewat. And he should go for tabligh, and he should go to speak about deen. Shouldn't stay in people's houses, in the masjid, ibadat all the time. But when he returns from there, he should go to the khanqahs of Saharanpur and Gangor to cleanse that rust and dirt that settled on him. And today we sit, for example, we fly in an aeroplane, we sit in the airports, we go into the lounges. We are sitting there, and what things are happening. The music that is playing, even when an announcement is being made, then first that little ding-dong bell, that is also music. We are listening to it, but it makes no difference to us. No toba is the fire, we don't dislike it. We sit in the aeroplane 8-10 hours, a long journey, sometimes more, sometimes a 2-hour, 3-hour, 1-hour journey. All we are sitting, mostly with non-Muslims. And 100% that effect is falling on our heart. Our clothes are getting, our heart, the clothes of our heart, our white heart is becoming black, but we don't realize it. We don't make tawbah. For our work, we mix with one another, but we don't feel anything whatsoever. We don't cleanse it. 5 times a day, which comes in the hadith, is 5 times namaz, it's like there is a brook, a river, a stream flowing in front of your house with clean water. And if you bathe in it 5 times a day, if we come 5 times a day in namaz, we get cleansed. We make wuzu all the time. How many other amal? As I said, our deen is filled with the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. So how many amal are cleansing us?
Allahu Akbar. We make wudu. What a wudu. Who wants to teach us about sanitizing? We are weak, we are sinful, we don't appreciate, but we make our wudu outwardly. That also Allah give us tawfiq to make according to sunnah. We don't waste water, and neither are we stingy in the use of water. We use the water correctly, and that wudu also, from the start already, that we do it with the adab and the requirements of wudu. Then one small sunnah dua after wudu. Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. For just that we cleanse ourselves outwardly, and Allah's system of cleansing, which is 100% sanitizing. And then just with this dua, you cleanse your whole inside also. Now you have become, Allahumma ja'alni min al-tawwabin, tawbah. All, you are clean now. Min al-mutatahhirin, in exaggeration, purity, in every perfect way, all purity, now you are going in the presence of Allah. What a deen we have been given. So all these things here to purify us, everything. So this is how Allah Ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen through our most great, most honorable, most magnanimous, most honorable Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us that contact, that durood comes automatically on our tongue. While we are falling asleep at night, we sleep with durood. We are just reading durood and we fall asleep. We happen to wake up at night, durood starts again on the tongue. How fortunate is not that person. One lady recently passed away, one of our friends who comes here, his wife passed away, and on a Friday, Juma time, and her son-in-law told her, Mummy, you just read durood so much. She said, I can't do without durood. Just reading durood, and her mort came like that. Our sleep comes like that, inshallah our mort comes like that. So Allah make it that durood. Otherwise, on the other hand, if we are again in that evil company of our evil thoughts, and we are thinking the filthiest things, and we sleep like that, may Allah save us when our mort comes, that we there mustn't be evil thoughts. Maulana Thani rahmatullah is written, there was a great buzurg, that on one occasion he said something which was not good for about deen, something. And he just passed and he forgot about it. Later in his life the time came that he was trying to read kalima and he couldn't read kalima. His tongue just would not open to reading. He turned to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, which guna of mine? Allah showed him, made fadl on him, that guna you made that time. You spoke something undesirable, something not proper of deen. He made tawbah sincere, kalima start. May Allah save us at the time of maut. We want to read kalima, but kalima doesn't want to come on the tongue. Hey, that is the most vital and the most important. All our insurance policies one side, all our degrees one side, that one kalima at the time of maut, nothing in the world, nothing of akhirat can compare with that kalima at the time of maut. This Allah has given us. And our actions, how we belittle people, all these things will count. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Ali Niyasa, Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Abul Hassan al-Nadawi, when he was still his child, the helper in the house, that helper's child, Maulana said something to the child which was not good or valuable. His mother made him ask forgiveness from that child. And then he developed, he became such a great. Today with any person we think this is nobody. Today with our children how we speak, with our families how we speak, husband to wife, wife to husband, no respect whatsoever. About other people how we speak. So we have to be very careful. This tongue, it takes us to the heights of Jannah and takes us not only to the depths of Jahannam, but keeps on letting us go lower and lower in Jahannam, this tongue. So anyway, a very important thing is what we call sohbat. Call it exposure, what we are exposed to. If we have got good company, goodness will come into us. And if we have got bad company, badness. So that little child, right from the beginning, with those cartoons and comedies, and then afterwards films, and then afterwards sports that we get involved in, all these things. Then we get involved in all the different types of resorts and all the things, the kuffar things, all the kuffar way of life. And today it is almost impossible for us to think that we can live a life without holidays. And unfortunately we have become the slaves of the outward conditions. Before 94, when all these places were not open to us, non-whites were not allowed, some places a little bit with restrictions they were allowed. There was practically no one going for holidays. And now that it is all open, now we are not subject to the laws of Allah, we are subject to the laws of the government. Now when everything is open for us, now we can't live, we can't imagine that we don't go for holidays. That we don't go to resorts, we can't imagine it. Before, I don't think anyone knew even what a braai is. It wasn't in our system, it wasn't in our lives. Now you don't have a braai. From time to time, just the family, it's a get-together, it's impossible. Our whole life has changed. And we have made ourselves subject, we have exposed ourselves to the wrong lifestyle. And that has overtaken us. Now with the lockdown and all the levels that are spoken about, we must also consider how we have subjected ourselves to all the lockdown rules and regulations and levels, or are we subjected to the laws of Allah? Who are we subjecting ourselves to? So all this is what we are exposed to. A person, when he is exposed to batil, a person, and Allahu Akbar, no matter how much of ilm you can have, great ulama also slipped. And Allah says, أَبَدْلَهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ, on the knowledge of yours, Allah acknowledges you have got, but Allah made you gumrah on your knowledge, and because of your knowledge became the sabab of your going astray. Even sohbat, no matter what good sohbat also you had, but if you come into the wrong sohbat, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, whose greatest sohbat can there be of a Nabi? And he took the Bani Israel out of the worship of Fir'aun. Fir'aun, what a terror he was, and what how he was ruling, but he got the Bani Israel out of that. But the minute they missed the sohbat of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Samiri took over. And they went into the worship of a cow, it was really an ox, the baby ox. And an ox is known for its stupidity. You tell somebody also, you stupid ox. The ulama have written that from the worship of Fir'aun, which was also haram, total kufr and shirk, but he was a human being, he had some power. He controlled so much, and how much he controlled, Allah gave him that power. But the ox he started worshipping. This is how people, no matter how much sohbat also you have, and if you come into the wrong sohbat, and we know in the world, and shaitan works with the two systems which we are quite acquainted with, the capitalist system and the socialist system. The socialist system, usually with communism we associate it, with Russia, Soviet Union and that by force they indoctrinated people. Repeat, till now the poor Chinese Muslims are subjugated to this, that they have to repeat words of kufr, they have to say words against Allah, words against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Over time this thing becomes a reality in you. And the real, and that when it is done by force on you, then still you have that resistance with you. You know I'm being forced. There is still hope. The same thing is done in the capitalist world. But here they make you do it voluntarily. You are eager to watch the TV screen all the time. You are eager with your phone all the time. And you are watching all the evil. This is also indoctrination all the time. So when we are exposed to that, and really any person, the amount of knowledge he can have, the amount of sohbat and piety he can have, if you get subjected to that. For example, you are invited to a conference. It's a conference hall. The hall is made, is the masjid environment and a conference hall environment. world of difference. Masjid you enter as you put your first leg in, and you're reading your du'as, and you are saying, Allahumma ftah li abwaab rahmati, and you are asking for maafi of your gunas, and you are reading Bismillah, and you are reading Durood Sharif. What rahmat you are coming into. It's the house of Allah. Allah is present in His house. Allah is present everywhere. But His special tajalliyat and His special connection with the masajid, you are enveloped in that. The malaika abound in the masjid. You are enveloped in there. In the masjid, almost all masajid, they are those people who are the pegs of the masjid. And normally they are the old people who know their position. That's why they are called pegs. They are the furniture of the masjid. They've got their places and they come early and they are reading their du'as. They are making their zikr. And all that has added to that whole wonderful environment. Now take this to a conference hall. What you're going to get there with all the whole anti-Islamic seating system all there, then with all the tables and the chairs there, you are in most probability even an Islamic conference you will be received by a female. She might be dressed with some outfit Islamic garb or something, but she is there to welcome you and show you your place and make you comfortable. In that environment, there was no one making zikr there, no one making tilawat there. The malaika in the masajid, they are the places of all the fitna there. You are in that environment. Then the talks that are given, that for example, with regard to the pandemic, that we have to fight the pandemic as a united people. The whole world is fighting it. To save lives is more important, is the most important, is a great service to humanity to save lives. We are a minority in the country. We have to consider our political situation here. The government is a very favorable government for us. When you hear all this, you forget your whole, all your knowledge that Allah is the controller. Allah is the doer of everything. This just overtakes you. And all that now comes into your mind. And all what you had learned, your sohbet of all the years of the masjid, all that is wiped out. So this is what we are being exposed to. So this exposure, this is very, very dangerous. And there are many of us, a majority of us, who won't go to these conference centers. But they are on our phone. Now we are watching and we are reading it here. And this effect is coming into us again. To read a Quran Sharif, Quran Mushaf, a Quran, a copy of the Quran, we are told it will also bring the virus in you. But to watch all this filth and dirt, there no virus of even the Imani. No virus of kufr also is in there. This you must watch. Until late hours you are watching all that filth and dirt. And it makes you start thinking like that. One great mufti, he said, when the people spoke to me, I started doubting myself also. That am I right or what? So this is the effect. Kufr and shaitan makes this effect. Good, good people, whether it can be an occasion of all this promiscuity and all this evil and dirt. And in fact, it came in my heart, Allah knows better, Allah guide us to righteousness. Many times we speak of all these evils also in the masjid also. And this words of this evil have also got its zulmat and zulumat. All that filth, that all that whatever they call it, and that it has got that effect. We repeat it. We quote a non-Muslim that this non-Muslim said that the name of that non-Muslim has got its zulumat also. Allahu Akbar. Very many years ago, we were in Tonga in the masjid there, or Verlam it was, Haji Bey Padia Rahmatullah Ali and his old friend Arbi Mota. Ovi Mota, big buzurgs of that time. So it happened, as was then a very young person, I gave bayan and I used the names of Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, Maulana Qasim, and still we know who are these people. But I just mentioned that they were so impressed, these names have brought more into our lives. So when we quote the names of the Anbiya, of the Salihin, It just been mentioned, Allahu Akbar. Tanzilu rahmah inda zikri salihin. Allah's rahmat comes down when just the salihin are mentioned. And 100% the converse of it is also true. Just mention the names of the kuffar in our bayan. And it brings the zulumat, fawq zulumat. Zulumat in ba'dha, fawq ba'd. Darkness upon darkness it will bring. Their terms and terminology will bring darkness also in the heart. And we are watching it on the phone all the time. It's having an effect on us also. And then to wash it away, we don't make no effort. Tawbah, istighfar. We are impressed with that. So even good people and good organizations, for example, meetings of the Abrahamic creed, of all that also, we also say there was nothing wrong in there. They spoke good things there. And we found no fault in that. When that darkness envelopes a person finds no fault. Then even now, who is not saying that even same-sex marriages are alright? There is nothing wrong with it. How it makes a person turn around completely. So this is the evil the sohbet has got. Sohbet is salih. You are sitting in the sohbet of a pious person, it will have that pious effect on you. Was sohbet is salih, and an evil person you sit in his company, it will have that effect. And we have to think in our businesses we are involved with other people, which we have to. Allah gave us our namazes to purify. Allah gave us wuzu to purify. Allah gave us tilawat to purify ourselves. But if we don't, we will get affected with that. And any person schooling 12 years from matric, they made it very clear. Round about 94, there was a seminar in South Africa about the schooling, that the whole object of giving a child a matric certificate is that we have made his brain now our brain, a Western, modern, atheist brain we have prepared now. That is actually the meaning of giving a matric certificate. For us, it's the doorway for rosy. And then we forget that Allah is the giver of rosy. That your university degree will give you the rosy of 10 gods. Now you're going to get much more. And Allah, who is the giver of rosy, we forgot that completely. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala give us proper understanding. So one is this company that we get involved in, and all of us get involved in it. For our work, wherever we have to go, Tawbah, Istighfar, our five times namaz, cleanliness from this is absolutely essential. One great alim of our country in the 1930s and 40s, when his aunties used to go to a pure, proper Muslim school, but when they should come home, their father should make them read one supara of Quran to take away the effects of this school. It was dunyavi ta'alim, it wasn't secular ta'alim. It was dunyavi ta'alim, but that also he should make them take it to cleanse the heart. Today we are just darkness upon darkness, dirt upon dirt, filth upon filth. We are putting in ourselves, our families, our homes, and we want the roses of Islam to grow. We are in the kufr and in the thorns of kufr all the time, and of atheism and the worst type of thing. And the worst is, remember also, that the governments of the world, throughout the world, if the government tells the Muslims do this, the Muslims go, they just by nature they want to go against it. They got their agent ulama, and the ulama tell them, alims are saying it, they are right, they know better than us. They have learned, they have got so much of knowledge. They have got them to say it, and everywhere they got those ulama who will come on their TV screen, who will come as in this wonderful, according to them, all the conference centers, and when they will speak also, they will speak with such wonderful way and present the word that all I, and the most stupid thing, just imagine the Bani Israel, from the worship of Fir'aun, Musa al-Islam took them to the worship of Wahdahu la Sharif. And from there, Samari brought them to the worship of a stupid ox. And then all, Allah gave them manna and salwa, so perverted the minds came. They said it, Udu lana rabbaka, or make dua that Allah give us all the vegetables of this world and that. What and what Allah gave them, where and where? ذَلِكَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ They denied the signs of Allah, the ayahs. وَيَكْفُرُونَ النَّبِيِّينَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ and he killed the Anbiya alayhi musallam. Why did this guna happen? Zalika, all that guna happened. Zalika bima asaw wa kanu ya, when they disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. So one guna leads to another. A small guna, Allahu Akbar. Our ulama write that a huge fire starts with a small spark. This one small spark brings the whole building down. Allah protect us all. So we think it's a small guna that I've been. I just went and watched a little bit cricket there. Oh, on my phone I was just watching the cricket. Just the scores I was watching. Who won, who lost. What was the scores of this soccer match and that. Who scored goals, etc. That small thing leads to another. Leads until a person if he realizes Allah makes fadl, I made where I landed myself in. And today, Allahu Akbar, we hear the condition of the ummah, people who write and write their condition, and this is hardly the tip of the iceberg. What is that? And this is all because of sohbat. So this wrong sohbat, this evil sohbat is destructive, completely. Good people with good knowledge and with good sohbat also get washed away. And on the other hand, the good sohbat, like for example, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah made him, what a man. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who came with his naked sword to take the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah made him the Khalifatul Muslimin. Allah made how many ayats come down according to what Hazrat Umar, what the thinking he was changed into when he had the right companionship, the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sohbat, Allah ta'ala says, Allahu Akbar, thaniyat nain is huma fil ghar, iz yaqulu li sahibihi la tahtan, inna Allah ma'ana, Allah ta'ala is with us, do not grieve at all. If يقول لصاحبه صاحبه or ulama write صاحبه is the same word as sahaba, and the real sahaba will Allah testify individually for anyone was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Other sahaba, the sohbat is also 100% testified. Others, there's all great discussion the ulama have. But the sahabiyat of Hazrat Abu Bakr and the worst enemies, they say that na'uzu billah, Abu Bakr was the worst enemy of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we still tolerate this. And we have justification for this. And they say that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, na'uzubillah, Allah forgive us, that he was the worst munafiq. If that was the case, when he was thaniyat nain idh huma fil ghar, when the two were in the cave, if Abu Bakr was the enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could have taken his life, nobody should have known in the world at that time. His daughter, his son used to come, daughter come with the food every day. Son used to bring intelligence every day. He could have arranged the whole enemy of Makkah to come in, na'uzubillah, finish off Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that we take a lenient stand with these people. And then we are mild and humble in front of them. And we must have peace with all. Peace, we come to that, our mind changes, peace with Shaitan also. Eh? With everyone we must have peace, and we must entertain everyone. Where our minds go. Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says that when a person is on batil, Allah reward Maulana Salim Thorat Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he called his very close friends and he told them, see, the day you see, I am gone of haq, leave me alone. But follow the haq. Today we look at personalities. On a time we said, when you see any alim also, any group of ulama, if they are not on the haq, leave them. And go on to the haq. Look for the haq, it's your forest to find the haq. And at the time of maut, that is your most important duty. See who is following the commands of Allah Ta'ala, who is following the deen, and who are that we are so much now engrossed in man-made laws. And man-made laws, who are atheists, they are making laws. And their laws are counted by other atheists of their own creed. And yet we feel that is 100% correct. And what Allah has given us, we have got doubt in that. And we are following them. When the announcement is made on the TV, that is our access. And then it is like Jibreel alayhi salam came. The way we huddle around the TV. And at the time when the TV program, everyone must shut up. No child is allowed to scream. Nobody is allowed to sneeze or cough also. at that time, just watch, because wahi is coming down. وَلِيَّازُ بِاللَّهِ. And the wahi of Allah Ta'ala, we have forgotten that. What Allah Ta'ala has promulgated, and what Allah has given to us through His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is one thing. Another thing which needs detail also, the food which we are eating. Be very, very careful of the food that we are eating. You can be the greatest alim, you can be the great, you have the sohbet of the greatest awliya, but your whole thinking will change and you will be opposite of that buzurg. That buzurg might have taught you that the universities are no go for Muslims, but you as an alim, you will be promoting it also. That buzurg will have taught you TV is haram, you cannot propagate deen through haram means. But then we will fight for it, that no, you, without TV you can't propagate deen, you can't do anything. So all our ilm also one side, all our sohbet also one side, when we get involved, so perverted. Allah explains about Bani Israel very clearly how perverted they became. That manna and salwa, pure, no hisab kitab in them. Jannah's food, you become perverted that you want today. Zamzam doesn't appeal to us. Coke is very much appreciated. Today, Khajur of Medina Sharif doesn't appeal to us. Yes, all the different chocolates, expensive chocolates. That is very, very, that is very important for us. Our lifestyle, the simple life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't appeal to us. The lives of the pharaohs and the Kesros, those lives, those appeal to us. Allah give us all understanding, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Hazrat Umar, are you still in doubt about this matter? When he saw Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam simple life, but we also, today my kurta mustn't have a crease on it. Was there any ironing of clothes in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? I'm not saying anyone must stay dirty and filthy, but the simplicity of our being. Today we look down upon a person who is simple. And a person who is very like smart, and one alim told one other alim that these shining shoes of yours are not going to take you to Jannah. You can see your face in your shoes. Mirror like it is, that's not going to take you to Jannah. We need to get our priorities on it. Allah give me tawfiq. Allah we all, Allah guide us to righteousness and take us towards His pleasure in this world at the time of Maut, the most important. Qadr's life, how it is going to be, the day of Qiyamah. Allah save us all from Jahannam completely and take us directly to Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.